time for one-on-one with the professionals. Casey Williams joins us here from Green Country Village. How you doing there, young lady?
I'm doing well. You sound a little allergy-ish. How are you?
I've had a sniffle, but it's not the COVID.
No. It is spring, summer, and fall in Green Country
all at once.
Yeah, right, all at once.
Someone told me to throw in a change of clothes for every season when you move here. And
yes,
they were right.
That's right. And a bunch of Kleenexes for allergies.
Oh,
yeah.
Buddy. Now, how are we doing out there at the village? Everybody seems to be doing fine.
We're doing great. We are just so proud of our residents staying happy and healthy and safe. And we're just really proud of our associates and family members and residents for really staying safe, doing all the things that they know that will keep them safe. So we're just pleased as punch.
Now, we've got a lot of things going on. One, everybody's kind of celebrating that, hey, we're in a great place. It's nice and clean. We don't have some of the other hubbub that others have been going through with the COVID and everything. But you actually are going to add a new person here pretty soon.
Yes. So Tyler Watts, he is our new Life Enrichment Director, which is the position just does activities. Uh-huh. He needs one-on-one with the residents. He tries. Life Enrichment is exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that he is, he just started, so we're going to give him 5 minutes to get to know all of our people. But one of the things he really wants to get to know the residents individually to see really what they're needing, what they are looking for to enrich their lives, what learning opportunities he might have as far as art, music, you know, history things, those kind of things. One of the things we're really proud of at Green Country Village is we have dedicated staff to independent living, assisted living, and memory care for that life enrichment.
Good.
And so one thing that we are hearing is that if there is a senior that's living at home, maybe not driving, there's a lot of isolation, right, especially right now. And they're depending on family members or other people to, you know, bring foods, bring stuff to them, and and not a lot of interaction.
Uh-huh.
And so one of the things that we're doing, and we're opening up internally.
Yes.
We're not at the same speed as the state because we have that vulnerable population.
Yeah. So you're going at your own speed, which I think is great because you're gauging on what's going on right there.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that we have started is small group activities. We have one-on-one activities. We have walking groups. This beautiful, cool August weather.
Yeah, feels like October out there.
I'm telling you, I love it. And so our residents have been going in small groups, walking on our 26 acres. Our memory care residents are enjoying small group activities. Our assisted living people as well are enjoying outside visits with family. Our independent living, we just started internal controlled visits with family and friends. And so we're just starting to see kind of life getting exciting, and I think it helps really with that isolation piece.
Oh yeah.
And so when there's a concern of, oh, I don't know if senior living is right now, I say it's the best place right now because especially if the children or family members don't live close by, meals, you know, we can do grocery shopping for the resident. They can meet in small groups, meet new friends, see old friends, and have that social life that they're so used to having.
Watch the lights come on again.
Oh, gosh,
it's a wonderful thing.
It is. And we are still doing transportation for essential visits like doctors, bank, attorneys, those kind of things. And so that allows that freedom of mobility for those essential trips as well.
There you go. Well, it's so nice that you are going at your own speed and everybody feels comfortable. And I think comfort is really comfort married with safety and security. A real good thing that you've been doing. Now, if folks are interested, I know that we're probably not doing the staycations yet. Not quite there yet, but there are plenty of ways to get a feel for what goes on at Green Country.
Well, one thing that we're seeing is a lot of people are turning to technology.
They are.
Yeah, so we're doing FaceTime visits. I can send videos. We can, you know, just show what, you know, email, whatever. One of the things I do want to talk about today is that we do have some really great savings opportunities.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so if you are really thinking that you are wanting to move, I want you to call me at 335-2086, and we can really talk about what incentives and savings opportunities that we have. Mm-hmm. Because we understand that this is a different time. We want to help relieve some of the stress and burden for a move, mm-hmm. and to make it as easy as possible.
Oh, indeed.
And so that is in all three of our communities, independent, assisted, and memory care. And so you can get on greencountryvillage.com and send an email to me. You can call. I would just love to talk to you about these. They're wonderful savings opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And if you want to get a look, do you still have that virtual tour that you take folks on the little guided excursion?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I have one that's just kind of your generic, but I can also do an individualized one. If we mm-hmm. know that Dad really loves to play billiards, I can walk down and show Dad the billiards room.
And
if we know that Mom likes to go walk around, then I can show her the pond and the outside area. So there's a lot of opportunities for me to show you a virtual visit is what we like to call it.
I like that. I like that a lot. That way it's safe. Everybody feels good about it. And you know, with technology, the way cameras work these days, they're a lot sharper in their imaging, and it almost feels like you're there anyway.
Absolutely, and you can stay in your pajamas if you want to. You don't even have to get dressed and show up at Green Country. We can just show it to you at home.
There you go. You get the coffee going. It's a, woo, look at that.
Yeah. Well, I did want to thank you for coming out to Charlie Martin's 100th birthday parade.
That was my honor. Thank you for
inviting
me.
Gosh. And, you know, we lost that giant of this community just a couple of weeks ago. He said he was going to make it to 100, and that he did with a beautiful parade. It was a pleasure to see our police and sheriff out there. It was a pleasure to see all the family and residents. It was just a treasure.
I asked him, I said, what's it like to be 100? You got any secrets or tips? He goes, it just takes a long time.
Takes a long time.
He smiled and says, I'm going to watch this. Watch the parade.
It was a celebration of life, and mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you all were, you know, there to share that with us. We appreciate mm-hmm. that.
You know, his wife, bless her, she had a smile that just won't stop. She was happier than he was.
Just about. She was. It was just a pleasure. It was just a joy to see both of them there.
And she's going to turn 100 here pretty soon.
I think in October.
Yeah, she's going to have a nice birthday too.
That is just incredible. They're a wonderful family and have been, you know, all their lives here in Bartlesville. So it's been a pleasure to be able to serve them and celebrate both of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a wonderful community, and I call that a community because it has that sense. It has that family. It has the attachment. People know each other, and it's not like you're a bunch of strangers wandering around. I mean, this is kind of like a town a little bit, but it's close to everything, but yet far away from everything at the same time.
Well, it is like a town, and we have a beauty salon and barber, full mm-hmm. service. We also have a convenience store in our community.
You got that library that's pretty nice too.
We have a beautiful library as well. And so during these times when people think they're isolated but they can't go certain places, they can internally at Green Country. And so they can see their friends or meet new ones. We're starting to see some new friendships budding mm-hmm. From people that may have moved here out of town. Mm-hmm. And so they're meeting, quote, new friends, and it's wonderful to see just the little pockets of people and groups of people enjoying their lives at Green Country.
Still got the ice cream truck?
We still have it. As a matter of fact,
you know, we just talked about that as an aside. People are still think that that's kind of cute.
Oh, it is So the other day I had to bring some paperwork to a resident, and it was about 5 till 2. Uh-huh. And I rang the doorbell to his apartment, and I heard his wife go, "Oh, good, it's ice cream." And they opened the door, and it was just like, "Wah, wah, oh, it's just Casey." And I started laughing, and I said, "I am so sorry. I'm just here, you know, with some information that you are asking for, but I promise they will be here in 10 minutes because it's 2 o'clock on Tuesdays." So note to self, do not go to anybody's apartment for business if you don't have ice cream on your hands, if you don't have it on your hands. So, but we do happy hour. There are some master classes. There are small group discussions. They watch videos and then they discuss different things. Movie days. I'm trying to think. I mean, it's just something all the time. And you can do as much or as little as you want.
You know, you were talking about how things are starting to slowly kind of get back to normal.
Uh-huh.
Has the dining room reopened? Are we still doing the...
It has not opened yet. Yeah. We are still really reserving that. So it's door-to-door as well. We will just be watching to see when that'll be opening up. We're hoping it'll be relatively soon. We know that that's an important part of that socialization, but our residents are so understanding about it. They understand that we are looking out for their best interest.
Their safety. Yeah. Indeed. I knew that it had to be probably not too far off.
Yeah.
But for the folks who've not witnessed that, man, that's like one of the best restaurants in town.
It is.
And it's all right there where you live.
I know. Speaking of restaurants, you know,
yes, you got a good thing going on with a great one here in town.
Oh, well, yes. We'll be handing out caregiver, like, lunches for family members who are caring for their seniors at home. And the restaurant is Green Country Village Senior Living Restaurant.
Yeah.
And so I'll have some things on Facebook here in the next week or so detailing that, because we did something with Frank and Lola's for seniors, super successful. And we want to honor the caregivers, the family members, the adult children, the aunts and uncles that are taking care of seniors at home. Mm-hmm. And so we want to provide a lunch for that caregiver as well as the person that they're serving.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Now, people want to get a hold of you. Casey, we've told them all about the great things. It's time now to deliver. Where do they get a hold of you?
www.greencountryvillage.com, Facebook, or phone 918-335-2086.
All righty. Casey, thank you very much for being with us. All righty.
Good to see you.
We got more coming up right here on K1.